Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
United Methodists remove anti-gay language from their official teachings on social issues.
By Pierce Smith, Associated Press, May 2nd, 2024.
United Methodist delegates on Thursday removed the 52-year-old declaration from their official social teachings that deemed the practice of homosexuality incompatible with Christian teaching, part of a wider series of historical reversals of the denomination's longstanding disapproval of LGBTQ activity.
The historic vote came as delegates also approved a new definition of marriage as a covenant between two people of faith, while recognizing the couple may or may not involve a man and a woman.
That replaces an exclusively heterosexual definition of marriage and followed a debate that exposed tensions between some U.S. and international delegates.
The progressive momentum of the General Conference was evident from the vote Thursday. They voted on the last of a series of approvals of a wholesale rewrite of the denomination's social principles, a non-binding but influential compendium of the denomination's social stances on everything from war and peace to the environment and family relations.
The new version omits the phrase, sexual relations are affirmed only with the covenant of monogamous heterosexual marriage, and describes human sexuality as a sacred gift and a healthy and natural part of life that is expressed in wonderfully diverse ways. It doesn't say anything about restricting sexual activity to marriage.
The new version calls for human rights for all, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, and other racial, ethnic, and gender categories. The Reverend James Howell of Western North Carolina applauded the new language.
Cynics and young adults will not listen to us talk about Jesus if we say we do not condone people they love and care about.
Howell said.
Friends, it's time.
And now, here is Trudith Comes to Clowntown, written and directed by Duncan Flaster. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024.
Hi, excuse me.
Oh, an audience! Hello, hello! Welcome to Clown Town. The name's Lemon Bar. Put her there, fella.
Oh, hello, I'm...
Oh, hey, hey!
Oh!
Oh, yeah, did I scare you? I'm sorry. Terror is 99% of what clowns are about. Here, let me make it up to you. Smell my flower.
Oh, thank you.
Don't worry. It's just water, fella. Well, some of it might be Johnny Walker. I get my bottles mixed up sometimes.
That's all right.
Oh, you look sad. Oh, here. Let me make you a balloon hat.
That's really not necessary, you know.
There's nothing to it. Just give me a minute.
Can I just...
You can't twist. Russia masterpiece, you know. Sorry, wow. It's a little bit too small. Give me a minute. Right here.
I'm amazed at the plot twists here.
I must work in peace, please. A little twist in there. A little twist. Gotta put it around. And voila. A hat. Ta-da.
Wow, you're like a parole officer. You never let anyone finish a sentence.
Yeah, that's funny, kid, but I'm the clown around here.
Well, thank you, but I'm here to become a clown. I heard about the new ruling that clown colleges here in Clowntown is now accepting gay people to learn how to clown. It's always been my life's dream, but I never thought it was possible because of my sexual preference. I want to be taught. I want to let go of my humdrum life and join the circus.
Well, you're gay?
Bisexual, technically.
Well, I guess we do have to accept you now. Well, now I've never approved of clown-on-clown action that wasn't strictly P&V.
What?
Well, if there isn't a V involved, where do you put the P, am I right? I mean, of course, vegetables and peas are PPs. Get it?
I guess.
But you know, more and more young people are discovering that they're gay or asexual or have sleep apnea or whatever. And We have to accept them. It's in the rules now.
Of course, clowns don't follow rules.
Yeah, rules are made to be bromanced, you know? But of course you have to learn the rules before you can bring at them. But the important thing is this. Clowns are dying.
What?
I don't mean literally dying. There isn't like a clown pandemic or someone knocking up clowns or some sort of clown erotic suicide pact. What I mean to say is that hardly any kids these days even know what a circus is. Let alone that that's where a clown can be found. They're all on their phones and watching Bluey or some animated bullshit, and we're left out in the cold. It's a hard life for a clown without pity. So, we need to encourage more people to become clowns so that we don't become a lost art, you know? And if that means letting homos and the bi-curious and whatnot learn the art, I guess we have to say, ars gracia artis.
Well, why didn't you allow gay people into the fold before?
Well, you know clowning is an art that is often performed at and for children, and some people thought that having self-avowed practicing homosexuals as children's entertainers was unsavory.
Like drag queen story time.
That's right! I mean, what is a drag queen but a clown? The good ones, anyways. But Clown Town has come to realize that not all clowning is for children, and to discriminate against queers means lowering the potential for comedy. You know, nowadays cynics and young adults will not listen to us at all talk about clowning if we say that we don't condone people they love and care about. And that leaves us with our proverbial boners in the air.
Oh, nice boner, proverbially.
I appreciate that. All right. So you want to be a clown, eh? What's your name?
Jacob.
No. Your clown name.
Trudith.
Trudith?
It's long for Trudy, and it's short for Trudith Beheading Holofernes.
Caravaggio?
Gentilecci.
Gesundheit. Oh, I once knew a clown named Syphilis.
That's an unusual name.
Yeah, he thought it was funny for a clown to be named after that guy who pushed a rock in Greek mythology.
We must imagine Syphilis happy.
And when in Rome. So, what's your costume?
Here, let me show you.
Oh, sir, please, keep on your trousers. This is a family establishment. Oh, this is your outfit. It's nice. I like the stripes, classic. The boxer briefs are a little skimpy.
Oh, but I'm not done.
Oh, you're shirtless with a leather harness. That's not very traditional.
I have a squirting flower.
Oh, was that water?
It's vodka soda. I'm trying to watch my figure. But I'm not done. My clown costume also has a jaunty sailor hat and big shoes, see?
Oh, well, hello, sailor, as they say. Kind of a Tom of Clownland vibe you have going. And your nipples are pierced. Are you comfortable?
I make a nice living.
What do you do now?
I'm a lawyer.
You wanna be a clown?
It's a lateral move.
Well, I'm afraid your lifestyle might be too much for the instructors. Have you considered instead going into burlesque?
Burlesque? I'm afraid of more Burl Ives.
I'm just worried that a gay clown might upset people.
May I remind you that Clown Town's new charter was amended to include the phrase, clown sexuality is a sacred gift and a wonderfully, and a healthy and natural part of clowning that is expressed in wonderfully diverse ways.
Does it really? What did it say before?
A clown will be affirmed only within the covenant of monogamous heterosexual clowning.
Quite a change.
So you see, I have a right to be here, and I'm definitely down to clown.
And what makes this place so special?
I need to matriculate here. It's part of the Jewish controversy as to when life begins.
How's that?
In Jewish tradition, the fetus isn't viable until it graduates.
Hang on, I have to take this. Hello? You don't say. Wow, you don't say.
Who was it?
They didn't say.
Hey, you're giving me the runaround. I want to go to school here.
All right, listen, kid. I don't know if you fit in here. It's like how animals of the same type stick together. A pride of lions, a gaggle of geese, a flock of cows.
A herd of cows.
Of course, I've heard of cows. But that's not the point. I'm saying that gay people are promiscuous.
Promiscuous? I've been in love with the same man for 20 years. Don't tell my wife, though.
20 years? How old are you?
45.
Well, you're old for your age.
I'm saying it's propaganda.
I don't know the meaning of that word.
Propaganda, it's when a British person takes a good look at something.
You might have what it takes to fit in here. Do you have any talents?
Well, I would be a good tap dancer if it weren't for two things.
What two things?
My feet.
Do you dance sexy then?
Sometimes I feel a schlong coming on.
I don't know about you rooming with the other students in the dorms.
Well, do you live here?
Mab, you call this living. Well, how are you going to pay for your college?
I was planning to work at the campus bakery to make money to learn.
And how does that work?
It's a need-to-know basis.
Whatever makes the dough. Well, all right. May I just say one word?
Sure.
Adjacent.
Yeah, thanks. That's touching.
Do you think you might graduate cum laude?
Oh, no. I usually just breathe heavily. I'm considering joining a fraternity.
And what are the advantages of that?
Regular spankings.
Alright, come on, Trudev. Let's get you enrolled here.
Are you sure Clowntown campus is ready for a gay student?
Campus? You don't even know us.
I'm gonna take this campus and make it campier. Yeah.
This has been Trudev Comes to Clowntown, written and directed by Duncan Flaster. Featuring Ed Malin and Tammy Lane Quatch. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram, like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.